Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
Jesus laid it on the line with his followers. Unlike a lot of religious leaders today who temper their message thinking of retirement benefits and the fact that their popularity with people who contribute to the church is very important, he never sugarcoated the gospel. Frankly, a lot of people were offended by what he said, including the religious leaders of his day, because he didn't varnish the truth or withhold facts which might be upsetting to his popularity. Now, Jesus defined this whole issue in terms of discipleship, which is what being a Christian is all about. Luke tells how often Jesus said, "If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me will save it." That's straight talk in any language. Another time he said, "Anyone who loves his father and mother more than me is not worthy of me, and anyone who does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me." There are four marks of an authentic, true Christian. Apart from these, I would have serious doubts as to whether or not I am a Christian at all. Joining a church or a religious organization is not one of them. How much you give to charity doesn't make the list either. Instead, these marks deal with your heart and attitudes. These marks are 1, commitment, 2, conversion, 3, confession, and 4, change. The second mark of a true Christian, and the one I'd like to focus on today, is conversion. In fact, the very word means a turnabout face. Peter Marshall, the late chaplain of the U.S. Senate, described it as a tap on your shoulder when you're going one direction and you hear the voice of Jesus saying, "Come follow me." You turn around and head the opposite direction. One expression that the Bible uses for this is being born again, or as some say, to be saved. Let me illustrate with a true story. It involves a man who was walking along a mountain road, badly beaten, with both his wallet and his memory gone. Who was he? The only clue was a bracelet near the place he was discovered bearing the letters S-H-E-R. The authorities tried everything to identify him. Police, military records, insurance companies, the FBI. They even ran his picture in newspapers, but nothing turned up. Based on the S-H-E-R on the ID bracket, the young man took the name Sherman and started to carve out a new life for himself. He worked as a policeman, then a driver. Eventually, he had a variety of jobs. He wanted to get married, but he had this nagging fear that he might already be married. Then it happened. After almost 20 years of uncertainty, an address popped into his mind, something from his childhood. That was the clue that allowed police to trace his true identity. In time, he discovered he was really Robert Sheridan. What a joyful reunion was his as he was reunited with his family. He described it saying, "It was just like being born again." That is really a good picture of what it means to be born again spiritually. Here's how Jesus put it. No one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. There are many things in life of which you can afford to be ignorant. This is not one of them. When God touches your life, it will never be the same, no matter what you call it, and you wouldn't go back for anything in the world. Being born again isn't an emotional experience. It is a life-changing experience that changes your future and your hope and direction.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.